We're joined today by Rupal Chaudhary, who has just filed for Travis County judge. And Rupal is on the phone with us now. She's talking about in her release that politics took an interest in her. Of course, this is all about the housing of the homeless and how it affects people in ways that the city council might not consider when they're making their decisions. Rupal Chaudhary, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me over.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on this morning. And obviously, you're not happy with what Andy Brown is doing as county judge, and you'd like to replace him. So tell us a little bit about how you came to the decision to run.
As everyone knows, it all began in January with the city trying to purchase the homeless hotel. And there was no transparency. There was absolutely no communication. So we did not get our answers, which evolved into me finding out what was really going on. We got involved trying to figure out, you know, how are these unhoused going to get the treatment services, social services, and how are they supposed to get around being Candlewood, which is not close to any transit. There's not real transportation. And I was like, whose services do you use? Because we are in Williamson County, but in City of Austin. But technically, City of Austin, like Travis County, should be serving, but it's not. So then where all, you know, so there was just so much confusion, and they never answered our questions. So we had to figure out most of the answers ourselves. So I realized that most of this is, they all use county services. So if you're sick, you will be going to county hospital. If you need mental services or some treatment, you will be going to Blue Bonnet facility in Williamson County. I mean, a lot of these answers we had to figure out ourselves, but we realized that county is heavily involved in all of these steps with the homelessness, with transparency. They can do a better job also, and which sparked my interest in Travis County, and I wanted to see what they were doing, and I'm still learning as I'm going. But county does have a lot of control.
Well, let me ask you this. This concerns a couple of counties, Williamson and Travis. You're running for Travis County judge. Do you think Williamson County is doing a better job with this particular subject? And maybe you'd like to see Travis County emulate them just a little bit?
I believe so. And if you look at the homeless population in Williamson County, it's not so bad.
Right.
And look at Travis County. We've all seen why Prop B had to be passed. And so it was a disaster in itself. And right now you don't see homeless people. But again, you know, the transparency is a big thing that I've not had any answers. But I'm pretty sure if I went to Williamson County, I'm sure the communication part is not so hard. But when I am in City of Austin and Travis County, I have written emails, protested. And I've asked questions. I'm not saying, you know, I am right or I am an expert on this subject, but answer the questions that I'm asking. Why can't you answer if you have all the plans? If you are a homeless strategy officer, why can't you answer the questions? What services will be provided? By the way, who is serving? Is Integral Care going to serve Candlewood Suites, or is Blue Bonnet Facility going to serve Integral Care? They have till date not answered these questions. And I'm led to believe now because they will be using county facilities, and that's how they always have been. So why wouldn't you answer the questions is what I always ask.
Unless you're trying to sneak something by the public. I got to ask you, Rupal, that I know you're a business owner. You're a business leader in the North Austin area now, whether you sought to get involved in that type of role or not because of what your own business has been impacted with. You've talked to, I imagine, not only constituents or voters in the city of Austin, but the business community. We are so proud of our growing business community and so many companies coming here. Yet on the other hand, they've got to look at both Travis County and the city of Austin and have apprehension about activities based directly on what has happened to you. What do you hear from your fellow business leaders?
They all have the same concerns, you know, like we don't feel safe because we are first line of attack. You know, we are open for business. Our doors remain open and the taxes go up. Now we don't get 911 service. We actually have to call 311. And there's this all of it together where we like, where did we get this? Where we don't have a voice to say, we don't get a voice to ask the question at all, or you blatantly just ignore us. We've been in this fight for 10 months at this point. And it's just a general frustration. If you go to a restaurant, like I almost felt like they ignored us. So we all were coming out of COVID, hospitality, restaurants, all these businesses have been the worst hit out of all in COVID. And you would think, you know, just to place a homeless hotel right without right in the driveway, right so close to other businesses and not communicate, not share the plan, not have a plan to support the businesses. You know, we provide employment, we generate employment, we generate services, we provide such services. So why wouldn't you involve the businesses at the root level? And I almost feel if the community is not involved in projects like homelessness, I think it's going to fail, and they will always get these protests. They will always be faced with this opposition.
Okay, Rupal Jadhari, it seems like you may have a dynamic here, or maybe haven't gotten the memo when Greg Kassar and other city leaders, not to mention the county leaders, they want to get the input of the Socialist Democrat of America Party. They have plenty of engagement. They have plenty of community feedback. They have more than enough engagement to push through such liberal ideas on the rest of us God-fearing red-blooded Texans. You are talking about a system of transparency. There is a real cadre of socialist Democrats in this city that you're going to be confronting, I would guess.
But that's where that's exactly why we fight. We win the battles that we can. You know, I know the stakes are high, but we still go ahead and do our best. I mean, that's something that we ought to do it. We can't just turn away. This is my home, you know. I've been a Travis County resident since 2009. I went through law school out here. I am an attorney. I have a home with my kids and my husband out here. This is my city, and I'm not just going to turn away and say, you can just push the agenda and I'm not going to say. And that's exactly what has happened. That's the lesson I learned through Candlewood, that they are trying to say our voices don't matter. What I want to tell the community, that our voices matter. I want to have community engagement. I want to learn about the issues. I want to learn about what everyone is facing. You know, it's not just we are there to pay higher taxes. We are not just here to say, okay, we'll deal with the traffic, whatever you want to blow on public transportation, that is okay. I mean, these are some of the issues that what I have myself personally got engaged in. And I say we fight, and even, you know, the battles that we can win, we win. And if there are setbacks, not be disheartened, stand up and fight more.
Well, and I would guess that part of your platform, RuPaul, is also to maybe be a little more business friendly than this area is sometimes known for?
That is. We are, you know, it should be pro-business. I'm not saying we pay the taxes, you know, and everybody, all of us pay the taxes. So it should be the engagement at the community, at the business level is the heart of it. It's very, very essential. And that's exactly why I'm not against the program, but I am against when there's no accountability, there's no transparency. That's what happened with Candlewood. They don't tell us. They spend $9.5 million to house merely 50 people without communication, without any transparency. And that's not right. Again, you can run the programs, are not opposed to serving or having any programs or help, but you got to do it the right way.
All right. Rupal Chaudhary, running against Andy Brown, presumably, for judge of Travis County. That would mean she would be the head of the commissioner's court and would be involved in things like roads and bridges and managing growth and transportation and all those kinds of things. And we wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. And you as well. RuPaul Chaudhary running for Travis County Judge.